According to AgWeb, El Nino is so strong this go-round that it could wind up being the strongest El Nino event in 50 years. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says this could take place later this year.
We have what we would call a moderate El Nino, but it continues to strengthen, and it could become one of these super El Ninos later this year or during the winter.
Now, NOAA is predicting a 90% chance that El Nino will stay in the northern hemisphere at least through the winter, and there's an 80% chance it could last through early spring of 2016. But Rippey explains what we could see if this does occur.
In the last half century, we had two what we call super El Ninos. That happened in 1982-83, and again in 1997-98. And both times we had profound impacts. Heavy rain and huge mountain snowpacks in California. Other impacts that we may see across the United States as we head into the cold season would include general wetness across the southern United States. That would bring more rain to places like Texas and on into the Gulf Coast region. At the same time, the impacts are not as positive across the northern tier of the United States. The Northwest, and unfortunately places that are really reeling from drought right now, including Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, and then points eastward into the upper Midwest, tend to have warm and dry weather during the cool season. So we could be looking at intensifying drought in the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies.
One factor that could keep this from happening is this El Nino started in the spring, not in the fall or winter months like most others. But the strongest El Nino on record in the past 100 years occurred in 1997 and 98 and brought plentiful rains to California during the winter months.